One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, author, podcaster, and host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio is my lovely wife, co-host, overall great gal, cover model.
Okay, stop.
Sometimes mean wife. Melissa Nickerson and our producer Andy Lara, who's also great. He's got a lot of skills. Mel is came straight from a Billy Idol video and is here and he is here to rock. Mel just came straight from a white wedding.
I put this
and
on,
is here to start
I
again.
On and I was like, I don't remember the sleeves being so big.
Yeah.
And
I put my camera on. Sorry. Spoon. The sleeves are big. Yeah, no, it's big. Yeah.
Bigger than I
remembered. Yeah, and Mel is ready to go to practice after this. It's we're not wearing full pads, we're wearing half pads for football because it's summer practices.
Baton twirler.
Ooh.
Maybe you're a,
Yeah.
I'm gonna start a parade.
The thought of you being the person that had to throw
never.
The baton
no. uh-uh.
and catch it.
No. Never.
You hate it.
Never.
Yeah, you've just gotten used. You've gotten better at it because I throw stuff a lot.
Yeah. I have better reflexes after
Not like in a silly way. When I'm
years.
Angry, I throw like a blender and be like.
Knives. I'm great at catching.
Yeah, Mel's. It's great, yeah.
See these scars?
No, yeah.
It's mostly.
Everything's fine. Keys. No, Melissa, tell them that I'm joking. Tell them everything was okay. Ooh, I thought it got a little dark there. No, everything's good. I throw keys and stuff. And you've gotten good at catching them. Or you just be like, no. And that's the right move. But anyways, thanks for tuning
no,
in.
I just walk away.
Appreciate you backseaters being here. We're the little podcast that could. Mel is.
I just hit the mic with my chin.
Mel is 2 minutes in. She already made herself cry laughing again. Picking up where we left off yesterday.
Yeah.
There'll be a little blooper moment. Mel, we're in New York right now in the future, I think. Hopefully our flight made it.
Hopefully.
20th anniversary.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's already come and went in the actual date, but our trip is next week. I resisted the temptation to do the New York songs because they're too easy. You know, the city ones are easy, unless it's like a weird city. If someone's like Lukenbach, and you're like, Lukenbach, Texas, that's like a little more impressive. If you don't know any Waylon Jennings songs, just start naming cities in Texas. There's an Abilene, there's a Lukenbach, you know.
There you go. There you go. I'm still hitting my chin on this mic.
Boys.
I'll be fine.
Anyway,
yeah.
Get your act together, Nickerson. I just did it that time. That's funny. Anyways, we got a lot to get to today. We actually had a lot to get to last week. We didn't get to any of it because Mel really went down. It really went down some rabbit trails we did not see coming. But
I don't know what happened.
Thank you, everyone that came out in Tacoma last weekend. I hope it went well. I think it did. I don't know.
I'm kind of mad I'm not going, but
really,
yeah. I don't know. I like Tacoma in September.
The Northwest is fair. You love the fair. You can do it at a gallop. Yeah. You can do it at a pace that your heart won't palpitate. Just don't be late. Do the Puyallup. Anyone who was born in the 90s, anybody who was alive in the 90s in the North and Seattle area and watched TV and listened to the radio, that's a pull for you. You can look that one up later. That is, I mean, that talk about a song going deep. It's not even easy rhymes. You can do it at a trot. You can do it at a gallop. You can do it at a rate that your heart won't palpitate. Just don't be late. That's not a bad rhyme.
Songwriting is
that's
insane.
Actually a pretty size, like a, that's a bar. All for a thing for the Puyallup Fair, which is the biggest fair this side of the Mississippi.
And they actually, it's not the full name anymore.
It's the Washington State Fair. Nobody calls it that.
Yeah.
You're a bad person if you call it that. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to talk about the stuff we talked about last week. We'll see if it happens. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, please do. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, people discussing little things about the pod, just getting in there. It's also when people go to shows, they post pictures from the shows. We had a couple of patrons last week. Sherry and her husband were there. Mm-hmm. Jordan and her husband. James, I'm sorry. I forget if that was your name. Jordan is who's a longtime fan, and they've come and see me in Houston and really in the Texas area a lot. Great fans, and I forget his name because Jordan's name is on everything. Jordan's listed as the patron, and
they're always on the Zoom.
They're always on the Zoom, and they're great, and they're great fans.
Jameson? Is it Jameson?
Jameson is right.
Yeah.
Jameson. Wow. You pulled that out of nowhere.
I can sometimes remember names.
Yeah. But
Jameson
is a great. It is Jameson.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
I thought of that.
Jordan and Jameson. JJ, thanks for coming out to the Houston. Sherry, thanks
you
for.
You had a fan who has a Carpe Donut, like an OG merch. Mm-hmm. She's had it signed five times.
Five times.
That's amazing.
Sophie or Sophia, one of those ones.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, such a great fan.
A lot of times you go to a show, you're like, I'm going to bring the book. And
yeah.
You don't. Most of the people don't. Five times, five shows, 5 years. That's, you know, that's amazing.
Even one of them, she caught me randomly outside at a Nate show. It was one of those
arenas. She
wore my merch to a Nate show, which I love. And Nate's like, sorry, what? I sold out 3 arenas.
Somebody had one of my shirts.
I had a fan out there.
Which is actually, it's kind of like music. It's actually cooler to wear the merch to a different band. That's my theory on, like, if you're going to wear a band shirt, don't wear a band to the one you're going to. Mm. Bring, like, another cool band. I don't know. Nothing matters.
I could get with you on that.
Yeah.
Because that says, like, I belong to the group.
I'm not just,
it's like I'm not bandwagoning.
No.
I'm here with the group.
I'm here for music.
Yeah.
You know, or you could, if you have one from like an old tour, I guess that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But that's you know. Anyways, the point of the matter is I've got some great fans, and you guys keep coming back to shows. Our highest level fan, our patrons, that's just a way you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more. And that's how you get the meet and greet. Certain level of pod, you get pre-show meet and greet if you come see me on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a bunch of them this summer. Alec is always the one to get them. I always take a pic of Alec in the green room. I'm like, go look for this guy by the bar or whatever. Alex, great.
Mm-hmm.
Steven sometimes too. And but anyways, also some of you guys have been leaving reviews like we asked. This one right here is all we need. This is from Kimmy. She has like 10 M's there.
Okay.
And the subject says, Mel said it didn't have to be funny. And the copy is, Mel said it didn't have to be funny. If that's all you guys want to review, that is fantastic. You don't actually have to say why you do or don't like it. Actually, don't say if you don't like it. I did give some proper thought shout outs to everyone who came to Texas last weekend. I did want to give a shout out to, I do, some of you just know, I love local coffee places so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just support them, you guys. The company that needs not be named has enough of your money. And everything that they do, your local good shop has something in that vein. They're trying to, at least. Like, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, I'll tell you right now, they have a pumpkin spice. They have a pumpkin spice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably made from real pumpkins and that they grew themselves.
Yes.
Just, and yeah. like, our kids, I've gotten my kids, our kids to ask for Better Buzz, which is great. It's a San Diego coffee company. And it isn't like, it isn't necessarily what I like, which is like, give me like a just a good cup of black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a little more of like the like kind of like
ice drinks,
yeah. mm-hmm. the teas, stuff like that, that are really popular.
Yeah.
So those places are popping up. It might not be as convenient, but that's the only reason you go to Starbucks is because it's convenient.
Convenience. Yeah.
That's it. They're just mm-hmm. the McDonald's of coffee. Just if you can support local, do. I get it. I get it. It's convenient. But anyways, I went to Merritt Coffee, who's a friend of the pod,
mm-hmm.
and they're all over Texas, and they're growing, and I went to them in San Antonio.
They have the best merch.
Yeah.
yeah.
In Houston, mm-hmm. I went to Luce Coffee. I have a funny story about that, Stranger Danger about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then La La Land Coffee, which is in L.A. and Texas. It's in Dallas. Dallas, Houston.
Okay.
There were a couple other cities.
Okay.
There, I showed you the stuff. They're like bright and lively, and they literally have a Lululemon sponsored drink. Like it's a trademark, the thing.
Crazy.
So that gives you an idea. And then my favorite that I went to in Dallas was a place called Civil Pour. Good name.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
yeah, that's good.
You like that's it?
Good.
Civil Pour. Stunner, they also serve beer. You know, and they were great. They give you the real insufferable pour over thing that I like when you're like, hey, my little thing, and I can just kind of, because that's the thing about a coffee is they get cold. So anyways, support local is what I'm saying. It's just really fun to be growing there in Dallas particular. And I was talking to Tay, because Tay and I talk every weekend, and I was like, dude, we came here. I go, because you know what, the GM came up to me and he says, like, hey, I just want to let you know, this weekend you sold better than that weekend when you were here with Taylor all those years ago. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, and then I remembered, it was like, oh yeah, we were here in January of 2020. Taylor and I did 3 clubs in the new year before everything started going down. It was Addison Improv, which I'd forgotten about. It was Hilarities. That was, I'll tell that story in a second. And then the other one was, I just had it, the Raleigh Improv. And she hadn't popped yet. And the Cleveland, it was literally just starting. It was late February
mm-hmm.
2020. We were making jokes about it on stage.
Okay.
Like, ah, ha, ha, this little thing, and we'll see what's going to happen. COVID. Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down. And what a lot of people forget, is that Taylor's special came out in March of 2020. So
her first special,
Quarter Life Crisis. Mm-hmm. But I that was 4 years ago. That's crazy.
So crazy.
And I guess 4.5. And it's also crazy that it was that long ago. But it was like, I texted Taylor. I was like, dude, I remember we flew in and we went to this original pancake house and we stayed at this residence inn, which is funny to think about where she's at now. Now, Taylor would still eat at an original pancake house. Taylor loves eggs.
Yeah, she's big. You both are huge breakfast fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor, mm-hmm. egg girl. Big fan of eggs.
Yep.
She'll eat them all their different forms, variety. She mm-hmm. was the one that introduced me to the putting a little salt and pepper on your hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
A little seasoning on there. Mmm, a delight. Anyways, just fun. It's fun to grow. And in the same way that I'm being a little cynical, in the same way that sometimes now when I'm in theaters, I'll just kind of take in the moment and I'll go, man, I hope I get here. I'm going to keep working. I used to do that when I was opening for the clubs. I just wanted to be you know, and
the headliner.
And the Addison Improv is such a perfect example of what my career is, which is I went there with Taylor as an opener.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
I came back. I did a one-nighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually filmed a special that night. And that one-nighter went well. So we did another, like, half full. And the next time I came back, we sold out two shows clean. They gave me a weekend. This time I came back, because my first full weekend, sales didn't go crazy. They did, actually. It was a great weekend. But, like, growing. And it's just, like, it's just been this. And it's, I mean, people say this a lot in podcasts, like, or really thank you for the fans. I mean, truly. I mean, that you guys are coming out to these shows and bringing friends. It's, and I have the least available fan base in the world.
Yeah.
So I know it's a sacrifice. I've been saying it from stage. Like, I know this was a huge, it's why I don't get mad when they're on their phone. So anyways, thanks for coming out to shows. We went to Bucky's. Our kids took Bucky's orders, or I took Bucky's orders. Who wants what?
Yeah.
Beaver nuggets, pair of boxer shorts.
Sweetened nuts.
I love a candied nut so much.
Yeah, a pecan. We have to hide them from you.
I can't stop eating them.
Claire's the same way.
Yeah, toffee peanuts are like nostalgic grandparents.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
My brain.
Yeah, my
they're so sugary
like,
too.
Bridge
so
mix.
Much sugar.
Yeah, bridge mix. It's like C's.
Yeah,
you know.
Oof.
Yeah. Just chocolate coated nut.
You know what they? Well, I think maybe it might be rooted in the fact that so airlines, the honey roasted peanut used to be the thing.
Yeah.
And my dad would get big bags full of those.
Bags of bags
working from Alaska Airlines.
Oh,
that was one of the things in my dad's job is every once in a while you'd get some weird stuff from the airlines, and you also sometimes there'd be some like stuff that like fell off a cart or whatever. And one time he came home with like a bunch of CDs. Because my dad didn't work in luggage, he worked in the cargo, so it was like shipments and stuff. So if that's back when you put animals under the plane, and so there would be like dogs, and he would always like. I think this is when he started.
Still do that?
No, dogs are up there now. You don't put an animal under the plane anymore. That the animals are on the planes, Mel.
Okay, I know they're on the planes, but
I don't think anyone puts an animal under a plane anymore.
I think you're probably.
Can you look
right.
that up? Do people? I mean,
or do airlines do it? I only know that because, like, my pets had to move a lot with us.
Yeah.
As a military family.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't want to know the
answer. Sorry, it's a weird way to phrase that, but yes, they're still stored in cargo in airplanes when they can't fit in
the cabin.
So
if they're too big.
If
they're
a big dog.
Yeah.
I've seen some big dogs up there, man.
I'm sure if they buy a seat, there might be a way.
Yeah.
I don't know, like they, if they're emotional support, maybe they can't deny
but you don't
them.
See
I don't
know. You it's see so like funny. a 3 foot tall dog up there?
Listen, the world has changed a lot in our lifetime. And one of the ways is that when we were children, animals flew under the plane. And now I think they might actually fly the plane. Animals are just roaming free up there. We've talked about this, right? Yeah, it's
just
crazy. They're
animals.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meow.
We did. We talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my airplane cat's back. People meow.
But
did I hear a cat?
You used to have to.
Wow, there's a cat on the flight.
You used to have to like get a waiver or something.
Yeah,
you know.
I draw the line at bird, and you're like, listen, it could have done this itself.
But you could see like a pet iguana or something.
That's a great joke, Mel. Such a great.
Sorry, I'm stuck on these.
That was
pets.
Such a joke.
It's so good.
That's such a jokey joke.
Just flying around the plane.
But no, animals are up there. It's like a Petco in the sky. It's like you walk into a plane anymore and it's like Ace Ventura's apartment.
Snakes on a plane.
That's how outlandish. That's a funny point, Melissa. The world has changed so much that the idea of an animal on a plane used to be the plot of a movie. Now they're like, what if there were snakes on this plane? And you're like, no, no, not only do we have snakes on this plane, we brought mice for the snake to eat. We're feeding. There's actually mice on the cart.
Ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty soon the cart will have different food items for the different animals. Yeah. You know, you're like, do you want a little snack for your doggy too? Chicken or beef?
Yeah. Animals are people too.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know how I leave my kids in the backyard when I leave?
There's a water bowl.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be gone for a few hours. Kids just go in the back and annoy the neighbors. This is a personal gripe. And I will tell you, I'm not. This
that,
is not
that
me.
Was how it was.
Yeah. This is not me complaining, by the way. I'm not against this anyways. It's just, it's a noteworthy adjustment as someone who's flown constantly his whole life. There are so many animals on this plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
At a certain point, you're like, I'm going to have to start bringing a roller.
You just put some dog snacks, dog treats in your pockets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The captain's going to go on his leg. He's maybe put it on your seatbelts. You're going to want to make sure, you know, your air thing's some. And who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Listen, the animals that are on plane, I've never had a poorly behaved one. Yeah. I've never had an animal get out of line. So people are good at owning pets. I think the people who fly with their animals know, like, that I can only bring an animal on this plane if I think it has the disposition to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that with my kids. There have been seasons in my life I was like, this kid can't fly.
No.
Yeah. So the cat from Utah to Memphis was so funny. It's just, yeah, like, and during COVID they were wearing masks. It was a lot.
As we
know some pilots.
I draw the line at birds. It's such a stupid joke. Jokes are so silly.
All right, let's get back in.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Folks, we got stuff to get into today. All right. And we're 20 minutes into our episode, which means we should get to it. Couple of weeks, I'm in Milwaukee, though. Milwaukee Improv, September 20th through 22nd. Then we're in Boston. Think I'm going to Boston. And the next night, Fairfield, Connecticut. There are no songs about Fairfield, Connecticut. I think that's it's a fundraiser if you guys want to go check that out. And then October, we are Appleton, Wisconsin, Austin, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, Salt Lake City, Utah. And then November is Oxnard, Bakersfield, Springfield, Raleigh, Chattanooga. And then December is Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane, Phoenix. And then the new year, we're in Indy, Denver, St. Louis, Toronto. More to come.
Mm-hmm.
We got a La Jolla date coming on soon. I'm excited to do that if and when they ever get it on sale. Soon, they will.
Yeah.
Always a good club.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to bring something up. So our daughter has been crushing our our daughter has been crushing her geography tests.
Mm-hmm.
And
our fifth grader.
I do not feel like you have been giving me enough credit in getting her there. It's her achievement. 5 weeks in a row now.
Okay.
She's gotten 100% on her geography quiz.
Yeah.
The states, the state capitals, the, I guess it's for the countries of South America, mm-hmm. and then this week Central and North America. So it's 400% in a row. Not even like a, I mean, I've been memorizing them with her, and I've been finding study tools. This is our ADHD kid who I've helped get to memorize these things, and I was thinking about why has Mel not said anything, and then I was like, oh, well, that's because Mel has done the math homework. The subjects they aren't interested in for, how long has Joel been in school? 12 years.
12 years.
So I understand it. I totally understand it. But I did, it was funny. I noticed, I was like, this is like kind of almost like a trope, like a dad thing. Or like mm-hmm. the parent who maybe does less of the day-to-day parenting.
Right.
Where you're like, you do one thing and you're like, huh? A little something. And you're like, excuse me? Excuse yeah. me?
Yeah, you're like, I put the suitcases away, I cleaned the bunny hutch, and yeah. I watered my plant.
This is a funny thing that I do with Mel when I do my laundry when I get home, because I'm just like, I feel bad. I don't like adding to the laundry. And I also don't, same reason I'll wear the shirt, same shirt a few days in a row. I was like, I don't want to add to the laundry that you have to do. And I know you do the bulk of the laundry. You do all the laundry. I'll help fold, and sometimes I help. And then I do mine, and I'm always like, yeah, you just got to stay on top of it, Mel. You can't get behind. You can't let it stack up. I'm doing one person's load.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of it. You got to stay on top of it. One of the, that's, you know, that is, there are like, this is an interesting thought. When you think about people that have kids versus don't have kids, I think sometimes they undervalue how much work it is to have kids, because they're like, well, I do a lot of the same things, but you don't realize the scale difference.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you mm-hmm. do laundry.
You meal prep.
Yeah.
You know,
you grocery shop.
Yeah, you do dishes. But that's, it's
not
times,
like you do.
Times five. And as the kids become teenagers,
yeah,
they're eating like adult portions.
Gloria ate a dinner at her friend's house last night, mm-hmm. came home, ate another dinner.
And then when we went to bed, she was pounding the watermelon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A 14-year-old yep. athlete,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Just, you, there's no amount of food.
No.
They're like Galactus no. eating universes. That's a reference for nobody. That's a reference for a few of you.
Well, yeah, they're also just like nocturnal, so
yes.
they eat late at night.
Yeah, they get so chatty late at night, too. And you're like, hey, we're trying to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Please. No, I got to pause it. Okay. This is why that's
another, your phone turns off.
Well, I, you know, I'm but, interested yeah. too in the parents that that's just their phone turns off. I miss that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go talk to my parents now.
That's what you'll be like, I haven't seen Gloria all day. And I'm like, well, wait till 9 o'clock.
She and then you'll be like,
emerge
well,
from
yeah.
the room. Yeah.
She was funny this morning.
We were talking about
your protein muffins.
Oh, yeah. I put the protein muffins out. Like, somebody eat these. And everyone, all four of you go, we tried them. We don't like them. And I was like, I know, but just at least try them.
I'm
and
even worse. I didn't try it.
You didn't try it.
Well,
I just wanted you guys to try it.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were that bad.
I'll try one when I get home.
It's a swing and a miss.
I just usually, I eat in the morning is a banana right away. And then whatever amount of Claire's toast she doesn't eat. Which today was a full piece.
Mm-hmm.
She was nervous for picture day.
Yeah. So it happens.
Did we talk about Claire's kind of inner sleepover era? There's a prime window.
Joel announced that over the weekend.
There's a prime window for sleepovers. I think it's like
late elementary.
Yeah, 10 to 13 maybe.
Yeah.
Like our older kids still do sleepovers, but not as much.
A little bit, but
I think you start to value your own bed as you get older, you know?
Yeah. Joel has a friend, and I love him because he's like, he is very like established.
Yeah.
And he's like, my back hurts too much to have a sleepover.
Yes.
Like, I just love him because he's kind of an old soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he doesn't do sleepovers because his back hurts.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is this.
You and me both. This is why when people want to stay in my house, I do not. You know who has great beds? Hotels.
There's this window where you can kind of stay up late and not be a monster the next day.
Right, right.
And you don't have much going on.
You and I are out of that window.
Yeah. You don't have that much going on with travel sports.
Mm-hmm.
Or high school, and so they're kind of like, yeah, come over, spend the night.
Go ahead.
What I love about this one house is they have a pool. Now, Claire has some friends with pools. Not everyone wants to swim in their pool.
Right.
Which is a trope, but these kids are always in the pool, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. They wake up and swim. They go over and swim. They swim at night.
This is my bit.
It's like...
This is my every year, 4th of July joke. The goal in life is not to have a pool. Goal in life is to have a
friend with
a
pool.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Every time.
So that's really fun. You're doing some karaoke, but recently Gloria was at a sleepover, and so it's kind of the perfect scenario for Claire to have a friend over. And this is a friend that she's friends with, but they haven't had a sleepover yet.
Yeah.
So I hosted, because having Gloria out of the house can be good because the sisters clash.
Right.
When one has a friend over,
siblings fight?
They fight. They fight. So I had these girls over, and I tell them, let's start a movie at 10. So we have a couch that pulls out, TV, you're sleeping in the living room. Start the movie at 10. They do Mean Girls or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're setting up the beds, and the guest loses her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we look in all the places. They've been doing dress up. And so the house is kind of in shambles, but we can't find it.
No.
We've done s'mores
at
the fire pit. We've just done pulled out all the stops.
We didn't tell the story, did we? Okay, good. Yeah, pulled out all the stops.
All the stops. We told it on the Zoom hang.
That's right, on the Zoom hang.
The Patreon
Zoom
hang. So the movie starts. The lights are dimmed. They have their snacks. And I think I go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm I'm just going to get ahead of things.
Night. Yeah. I'm going to start this terrible night of sleep now.
So it's 11. I think Joel's home in his room. The 10-year-olds are watching their movie. And then at 2 a.m.
This is so funny. Such a little kid thing.
Claire wakes me up. And I am out. And she's like, Mom, we're going outside to look for so-and-so's phone. But I'm scared, so I want you to come with us.
Yeah,
And
you don't need
the
phone.
The friend goes, "Well, I told you not to wake her up." Hilarious.
Yeah, your friend was right.
So then, because we do have an alarm system, so I understand why Claire.
Not to brag, we got a pull-out couch and an alarm system.
Guys,
Mel was really just flexing money on you guys
you guys.
Listen.
In a fire pit.
Yeah.
That
was a COVID purchase.
Anyways, all that to say, I open the door, but I'm not going out there.
Yeah.
It's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they quickly decide they can't find it either. And then the next morning they wake up and the phone's under the bed because they were playing hide and seek.
Yeah, of course.
And it's dead, of course.
Yeah.
So, they're 10. So it was just so funny, and it was just so classic.
Yeah, that sounds.
So the next day, we're on the Zoom, and I'm just burnt out parent who hosted a sleepover because it just steals a little bit of your soul.
There's no waking up at 2 a.m. with a task. You didn't even get the sweet fulfillment of finding the phone.
No, and we knew we weren't going to. That was also given.
Yeah.
But I understand it. I understand that you're I can put it off. But then at 2 a.m. you're I can't put it off.
Right.
They either go to sleep, because the movie ended. It
right.
It was time to go to sleep.
It was time to go to sleep.
So the reemerged worries of where's mm-hmm. my phone? I'm at my friend's house
right.
in the middle of the night.
Right.
Came back.
Yeah.
As the number one priority.
Yeah, nothing you can do in that scenario. Yeah. Well, that's part of as a parent, you kind of sleep like a cat anyways. it's a very loose sleep. It's a lot of you sleep so lightly and poorly as a parent.
You have to.
That it's like a cat, that it's actually very surprising when you see them sleeping well. Like if you see a cat that doesn't pop up when you open the room. You're like, oh, wow, that cat is getting a well deep rest. It's the same with a parent. If you have a parent who doesn't hear a cough two rooms away and perk up, you're like, oh, wow, dad's getting some good sleep tonight.
You have to make some split second decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I have to clean this up right now?
Yes.
Can it wait for the morning?
You're constantly evaluating, will this be worse if I wait till morning?
Do we have to go to the ER?
Yes.
Can it wait till morning?
that's puke. Is it cat or human? Also, is it in an area that I might step in barefoot in the morning and forget about?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weird decisions you've got to make. Yeah, it is. I mean, being a parent is crazy because you'll wake up at 2 a.m. sometimes and have to immediately like triage. You're like, okay, you fell out of bed. Okay, what's your full name? You're like doing a concussion test.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out, did your neck hurts? Okay. Did your neck, okay.
Is that you want an ice pack?
Yeah, yeah. Where do you think you hit? You're like,
Joel used to fall out of his bed.
Yeah.
He used to fall out of his toddler bed. Roll around the floor.
Yeah, that's fine. You can handle that. Yeah.
It was like a foot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A very light sleep is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, yeah.
You do that half-eyed look like, is it?
We have a, we
is this
had,
what me getting up for?
We had a sleepwalker. Mm-hmm. So there's that too. I don't know.
I'm still these doing the children. Cat bit, Mel.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the cats. I'm sorry. I'm trying to ruin your bit.
I'm still in the cat bit, man. I was doing the half-eye. You're over here talking about our sleepwalker.
Oh. I was talking about parents and sleep.
Yeah.
Sorry. I ruined it.
I wanted to talk about your spa day.
Oh yeah, so
because first off, I want to say before you get into it, I want to say that funny thing about you is, I think if somebody ever said to you like, "Oh man, it's just so important to prioritize like mom days, like you really need to prioritize yourself and do things and do like a spa day," you would roll your eyes. The same way that when people are like, "Oh, you really need to do date nights," I'm like, "Yeah, man, oh, you got to spend time." And they're right, by the way.
You have to prioritize.
But the concept of someone to be like, it's important for mom. Like, if someone came up to you mm-hmm. and said, like, I have a monthly spa day with my mom friends, I think you would roll your eyes. But then you did one. Yeah. Shout out, mm-hmm. Tay Tom. That was your 40th birthday present.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you enjoyed it quite a bit. You and your friend got harassed by some old men?
We did. Well, the thing we didn't consider was that it was a Friday in September in San Diego, and it was at a hotel. There's like a Padres game, there's a pool deck, so it felt like Friday night, mm-hmm. like a happy hour, like works out. That's what it felt like, but it was Friday morning.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by like there was a lot of people like having a vacation day, and that was where the old man harassment came from. I didn't know what I was getting into.
I don't think you've ever done a spa day.
No, it's quite pricey.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like the package is like, I got a facial and like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like,
I've had a couple of massages.
Yeah.
You know, you just pay for an hour, 50 minutes or whatever. I've gotten some pedicures.
Yeah.
I'm not a nails person.
It's all about the things that you like. Because I've been on some tours every once in a while where there's been like a massage guy, some of these like bougie tours.
Yeah.
And every time I do them, I'm like, I don't care for this. I don't like it. I also get bored.
I did get a little bored.
Yeah.
Because it was an hour.
Yeah.
And she didn't say a word.
Yeah.
So you're hearing like the like some
people love that stuff.
Cool music.
I always get chatty with the masseuse the couple times.
I kept my eyes closed the whole time because I was like, one, it was my face, but two, she didn't say one word. And even like a hygienist,
you
would kind of like check in, like a dentist would tell you, like, you're going to hear pressure.
The dentist is too chatty. How was your weekend?
I love our dentist.
He's great, but he always asks an important question right before he sticks a needle in my gums.
But I like how he tells you what he's doing.
Yeah, that's true. He's good.
Anyway, I did get a little like twitchy on the bed.
Yeah, it's very boring.
After an hour.
Yeah.
And at one point they like it felt like they were like lawn mowing my face. Like yeah, they like took this machine, like yeah. You know, I was like, what's this?
Facials are one of those things too where you're probably like, is this matter? You know what I mean? Like
yeah. So after they
like it's
were
a
like,
massage or is it supposed to be good for your skin type thing?
It's like a bunch of like vitamin C serums and stuff.
And you're
stuff.
Like, how often would I have to do this for it to really make a
so
difference?
So what they said was
that's why I think when I eat healthy.
They're
I was
like,
if I'm not gonna start doing this regularly, why did I start now?
Don't go out in the sun. Don't exercise today so it can seep in. That's what they said. I don't know. Me and my friend got robes.
Yeah.
It's fun to do with a friend.
It's fun to do with a friend.
She did the steam rooms. So yeah. We got some tea and granola. They had little cups of granola.
Thanks, Taylor.
They had like this like sanctuary hallway. Yeah.
You guys got to be friends with Taylor Tomlinson. If you can line that up, if you can be friends. My birthday, she got our family Universal Studios season passes with parking. Which every adults are always like, with parking? That's crazy. Yeah. And then you got a very nice, for you and a friend.
Package, yeah.
Yeah.
So I really liked this shower spray.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of it and yeah. I bought it on Amazon. But then I forget to use it every time I shower.
Hilarious.
But it smells really good.
I use
it's like
it.
Like eucalyptus.
Yeah. I use it. Spray. Yeah. My butt's been smelling great. It stung at first, but. What?
So, no, it was nice. We also did these 20-minute sleep vibration chairs.
Oh, and you said she actually fell asleep.
Veronica passed out. But I will tell
you. If you want to know what it's like on a tour bus, that's what it's like.
Yeah. They were like, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And a minute in, I like took the headphones off and the eye patch. I was like, we don't like this, right?
No.
And then I saw her just like falling asleep, and I was like, I guess we like it.
Yeah. Are you into this?
But I loved having a friend to do the spa experience with because I would kind of like want to talk to someone. To me, I don't want like a solitude.
Right, right.
I think that's it. I just like to talk to people. So
that's what I do.
Even that the massage lady didn't, the facial lady didn't speak to me. I kind of felt like she was probably like, you just want to probably relax and enjoy this. And I was like, no, actually, I just want to talk.
Mel, I got chatty in my vasectomy. I get chatty. I get chatty. I did that like I do that with my I did it with my. So the last time I had a massage, it was on a tour and I was so bored. That I just started talking to them and really wanted to hear weird parts of their job. Because I was like, this is a weird job that you have.
Totally is weird.
And I was like, and that's what I want to hear about. I was like, have people gotten weird with you? And she was like, yes. And I was like, tell me those stories. That's what I want to hear.
I mean, the door is closed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, it's very boring.
Very, very boring. But
I think that's kind of how you talk to like venue workers and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, tell me all the tall tales about this venue.
I ask every comedy club owner, who's the worst?
Yeah.
Coming through here. It's two names, by the way.
Fun.
I won't even say it on behind the scenes. It's two names.
Amazing.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. We're not those. That's not us. We're not. I don't know. It's the same way that we're not foodies. We've talked about this before. Like we've got our trip that we're on in New York right now. We've saved up a lot. First off, the flight's free. The hotel's free. Points, baby. And we're like allotting money. And you're like, we put it into shows.
Yeah.
Broadway shows, a concert.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not an exaggeration. I don't think we will do one sit-down meal.
No.
We do not do sit-down meals. It does nothing for us. We'll get up in the morning. We'll find a coffee shop that has like a smoothie or an overnight oats or a protein ball things at Gregory's.
Yeah.
Gregory's coffee is not particularly good, but the little protein balls are good.
Yeah.
We'll walk around. Yeah. We'll get a thing while we're out. We'll get a bowl to go of some type.
Yeah, we love to like eat takeout in parks.
It's great. It's great. Not that we won't go to restaurant. You got to go to a restaurant. But, you know, it's like you and I were just talking about the other. It's like, gosh, remember the last time we went to CIO? We got teriyaki to go. We went to Golden Gardens both times.
One time we got Thai food, and one time we got teriyaki.
Oh, yeah, Thai at Golden Gardens, and then teriyaki at
Cary Park.
Mm-hmm. Great. Just give me. Gosh, I love teriyaki. I wish there was better options down here. It is my favorite. I think it's my favorite meal. I think teriyaki chicken might be my favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at least how I used to have it. But maybe it's because
I think it's just because we don't live there.
Yeah.
If we lived there, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
It's nostalgic.
I wanted to, I like talking about the dichotomy of our life a lot. And I think it's very interesting to me. But before I went out and I did those five shows, this is an unrelatable part of my life. I did seven shows in three cities over five nights.
In Texas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shaking hands, kissing babies. There's some fun, the lead guy from Tyler and his wife Bethany, Tony from Dude Perfect were at the show. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's fun. The night before, in addition to cleaning the bunny hutch, the bunny hutch tethers you. It does tether. The bunny hutch gets cleaned on the day before I leave and the day I get back.
Yeah.
So Angel's hutch's cleanliness is really based on my travel schedule.
Sometimes Gloria does it.
Yeah, not well.
We pay her.
Yeah, you seen her room? I don't think she's cleaning up bunny turds. you got to do it kind of, ideally you do it when it's kind of hot so everything's dry in there.
But the other
thing that I did is I cleaned the trash cans. And if there is one, cleaning the trash cans is one of the worst parts of adulthood. Now, you don't have to do it that often, but you do have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to clean the trash can.
This is the perfect time to do it because when it's hot,
so many flies. So many flies.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear, send us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and get on the Facebook. I want to hear people's trash cleaning methods because I don't know if anyone's really scrubbing their trash can because
like a spray situation.
There's no real value in scrubbing it. But our neighbor has a dog and we have a bunny. So there's animal stuff in there which attract flies. Sometimes stuff gets loose. I'm not pointing fingers, but no one from our house was doing it. Sometimes some loose stuff gets in there and then it builds into trash, just composes into this weird blob of nastiness and then gnats come and stuff like that. So my method is first you got to have the empty trash cans, which is, you know, so there's a timing.
Trash day.
Yeah, you have to do it on trash day.
Mm-hmm.
I lay it down. In the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I spray. I do an initial spray. Nothing in there, just water. And that's just to get all the debris out. And then you dump, you know, everything onto the kind of the driveway. Dump, spray, dump, do all of that. And then I do a soap spray. I get dish soap and I kind of line the up in the kind of the outing like you would a caramel on the outside of a cup, and only it's soap on the inside of a trash can.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I kind of it's a drizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you spray it quick so it foams.
Uh huh. Yep.
And then you kind of just spray that soap around.
So you don't crawl in the trash
can. I'm never getting in the trash can. No part of me ever touches the inside of the trash can. I do wear gloves though, because there's some nasty stuff you gotta.
It's so gross.
Sometimes you gotta scoop a thing out. Or what happens this time was, I don't know how our neighbor did it, but she managed to throw some loose eggshells in there between when I started the job. I was like,
"This is Sprite."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She, and And so I had to
eggshells are such a mess.
Who throws loose eggshells away? Just put them in a bag. Why did you have them in your hand? How do you go loose eggshell to the outside trash can?
I mean, as a homesteader.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Yeah, maybe she got
use
chickens
it in our garden.
Yeah,
whatever,
that's fair.
But.
So I spray the soapy one down, and then I dump, and then I do a bleach one. Then I go a little outer of bleach with a little water in there. I let that sit for a while. Then I spray it down. I think it's a pretty good system.
I did suggest you could use a broom.
You did. Needed to go in there.
Yeah.
I don't think there needs to be a scrub. Like, I don't need to get the stains off of it. I need to get the stuff out of it. And maybe, yeah, I need to be able to eat out of that trash can. No, I'm not the one eating out of the trash can, but the stuff that's in there needs to get out. Andy, what's your process? Because you got more animals and stuff too. You probably have to clean them more often than I do.
Well, and Mercedes started recently watching a very young child, and so we have diapers now back in our life.
You guys have more life in your house right now?
Yeah.
You guys have extra
another
life?
Little critter.
Yes. This lovely boy with Down syndrome. So, but we have a few diapers now that are like in the trash, and like I've opened the trash a few times. And I'm like, oh, good
yeah,
lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was a new.
It's
mix.
So hot too. Oh, there's a new.
There is a new batch brewing. Yeah. But
tell me about your trash can mix. Yeah. I want to hear because we have bunny, dog. That's part of it, and then food.
Yeah.
You know, bunny, dog, mm-hmm. bunny. Cleanup, dog cleanup, and food cleanup.
We have cats too.
Yeah. And then, and cats, of course, the cats. And then a million Amazon boxes.
Yeah, that's new for our boys now. Like they go in the side yard and just crush boxes for like an hour.
Yeah.
They just love tearing it up. And so that's becoming.
You know how rare it used to be that a box showed up to your home?
Oh my God.
So rare.
Crazy.
You had to get a new refrigerator.
Everyone would gather around to see what's in the box. Yeah. It was so rare that a box would show up in your home in the 90s.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my, what is it, Christmas?
Yeah.
Who mailed me a box? Anything could be in that box. It's crazy.
It's
like a mystery. It's like a time capsule. And now.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Amazon has really crushed the luster of that.
Yeah. Amazon ruined boxes showing up at your house. Anyway, so what's your process, a trash cleaning process?
Similarly, but like I thought it was interesting you just put it on the driveway. Like I'm like, why? Ew, now you got to get the driveway messy. Well, I put it right on the curb, like right by the storm drain.
Yeah.
So it's straight drain.
So I then spray it down to the curb or after. But just kind of the layout of our place, like I can't get – we live on a fairly trafficked street. And people walk. There's a good amount of foot traffic while I'm cleaning this thing. you know, I'm like, oh, clean the trash day, huh? clean the trash. You see a guy cleaning his trash, you go, ah, today's a good day. For me, I didn't clean my trash today. You seen somebody
you're like,
else.
Oh, I got to do that.
Yeah, you see someone cleaning their garbage can. You're like, today is not as bad as I thought it was going to. You know,
could be worse.
Yeah, today could be worse.
I could be cleaning my trash.
I could be cleaning my trash today. And that guy really just gave me some great perspective on life. do you do anything? Same thing, kind of soap, water?
Yeah, pretty similar. I think if it's the big cans, I've never thought to use a brush. I don't. But now with the way they've been smelling lately, I'm like, it's just going to dry and still smell. So
right.
I might have to break out the brush. I've thought about
you
it.
You might have to scrub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet I'm so confident that there is a very thorough trash cleaner on here.
Because
I think I do this every year, maybe. It's not what I do a lot.
Sometimes there's like one really stinky can.
It's by,
you know, you just kind of spot treat that.
It's kind of by necessity.
Yeah.
You're like, you only think to clean your trash cans when it's a problem.
Yeah.
How often
I think that's the same
yours?
Thing people say about gutters.
The can will tell you.
Yeah.
The can will tell you is so funny. The can will let you know when it needs to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm. The stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like maybe, honestly, like two or three times a year.
Yeah,
maybe.
Two or three times. Yeah. And you got a lot more stuff. You got a lot more animal.
But fortunately, we actually take a lot of the animal stuff, like the chicken stuff, the bunny stuff, and we compost it.
Yeah.
So that turns into soil and garden stuff. But otherwise, four kids and a dog and then babysitting. I mean, yeah, that's a bad mix on its own.
That is a bad mix. Mm-hmm. That is a really gross stew. I'm so confident, though, that there's somebody on here that's at least a monthly.
Oh, yeah.
Who cleans their trash cans the most? Who's it going to be? I bet our neighbor cleans them a lot. We have retired neighbors. His whole house is just clean all the time. I bet he cleans it every week.
Everything is white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At our neighbors. It's amazing. It's immaculate.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
All right.
Let's
do a couple. Oh, bingo dingos. Pandas are back at the San Diego Zoo. Do it. They don't move. There's a long line. They're still amazing. Go see the zoo if you're in the San Diego area.
We saw one sleepy panda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got him back. We brought him back.
Can I jump on that real fast?
Yeah. Panda?
Also,
no,
well,
don't jump on a panda.
Now, going to compliment that at Wild Safari Park, they have a platypus. I saw that earlier this year, and fantastic.
Great.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen a platypus.
Yeah. Well, it's like one of the only ones. I mean, it came from like Australia or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Where is it? Does it have its own exhibit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely has its own exhibit.
Not like a mix.
It's very protected, very long line. It's dark. It's like one of only, like, I think, three in a zoo in the world. So it was a big deal.
So it's like shaded and all sorts of.
It's all tropical.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Awesome.
Platypus sounds like a word that we're not supposed to use anymore. Sounds like an old derogatory term we had for, you know, an animal in the 90s or something. I bet that animal is like, I wish you would call me by my scientific name. My kingdom, genome.
Phylum.
Fallopian.
No.
Okay. And then you saw the new Coraline release, right?
Yeah, they did a 3D, I think it's the 15th anniversary. Maybe it's the 20th. I think it's the 15th. So they had, they're airing it again. I think they added about 5 minutes of animation. They had like a post-credit video like with how they made it and all the faces. And we had seen the exhibit in Seattle with like all the props and stuff. So.
Right.
I took Claire, our fifth grader, and her friend who was Coraline for Halloween.
Yeah.
So they have the movie memorized, basically.
I love a good subculture. I love people that are into, I love that some kids are like, dude, Coraline is my thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's super fun. I mean, you put the glasses on and then all the other mothers, like, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, I mean, it is creepy. It's not for little kids.
Yeah.
Kids that are scared. It's very similar to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
As far as like the scare level.
They're Tim Burton, aren't they? Isn't Coraline Tim Burton?
I don't know if that's. You're probably right. I don't know because I didn't really get into it when it came out. Is it Tim Burton?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So the other mothers.
Next week we're going to have a Beetlejuice response or review too.
The other mother's hands come out.
Ooh.
Which, if you know the movie, it's very fun to see in 3D.
So it's fun.
I would highly recommend if you're really into that movie and you gotta pay for the 3D, in my opinion.
Nice.
Great. Because it adds a lot.
Great.
So super fun.
How many bingo dingos?
Mm-hmm. I'm giving it 5 out of 5.
Any people who knew from Nateland, we have a ridiculous rating system. It's out of bingo dingos. I don't know. I don't even remember the origin. I think it was with Steven.
Something silly.
Yeah, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But bingo dingos.
Once you just said on the pod bingo dingo.
Oh yeah.
In reference to something. And
now
then,
that's our grading system. Yeah.
Rating system.
I'm gonna give Pandas at the Zoo 4 out of 5 Bingo Dingos. It's a long line.
It was a long line, and it was hot.
And you realize at a zoo, there's not really any animal that's worth waiting in line for, because you don't know what they're going to be doing. Because it's not just about seeing, it's about what are they doing.
Yeah, and they did have some timed entry tickets, but those will sell out immediately.
We're not Cybertruck rich.
But I don't know how many times you're going to see a panda, like, in person.
Yeah.
You know? So, we saw it.
I don't know either. I don't know that. Can be on planes now, though. You can fly. My emotional support panda. All right. A couple emails. Subject. This is from Justin in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hi, Justin.
Brooklyn 99. Catching up on the podcast. New listener here since y'all joined Nate Lane. Thanks, Justin. Gina Linetti is the best character on the show. She will get better and better. My wife and I are rewatching it now. Like The Office, some of the cold opens are the funniest parts of the show. The Halloween heist episodes are also great. That's your favorite character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She must get more, because we're in season two, and she is getting a little more screen time than she did. She didn't get a ton of play, or like not a character
early
that
on.
Like stood out necessarily, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it's season two and a half. Like all of a sudden we start to see like a lot more focus on like a whole storyline that's based around her.
I think it's already starting to happen.
Yeah.
We're at. So. Yeah. I mean, we watch 2 episodes a week, so it's going to take us 10 years to get through this.
Yeah.
Here we go, and this is our last email here. This is from Lauren.
Lauren. Hello.
Subject, Addison Show. Dustin and Melissa, my husband and I saw you last night in Addison. Great show. It was our 5th time seeing you. Thank you so much. And always a fun night. First opening for Tim Hawkins at GCU in Phoenix. I remember that show.
Oh, man.
This is fun because it's a bit of a tale of my career.
Wow.
Once was Zoltan at the bar with biker decor at Tapestries with lavender incense by the pool tables in Dallas and 3 tables at the Improv. That biker, it was like something Springs, Bonnie Springs. It was like outside of town. Zoltan and I were co-headlining a run in Texas, and we were just looking for venues, and we were having a hard time in Dallas, and we found this bar that does comedy, and it was like everything that a divey bar would be, and that I had to like chase the guy for money at the end. He wasn't giving me the amount that he agreed to. There was like a reggae show after us that started while we were still doing our meet and greet. It was just all, and then that band kind of started to come in, and some of their riff, like their fans started to come in during. It was like it was a bunch of like middle-aged white dads doing reggae. And so they were the ones coming in, and their people kind of started to come in during our show as we were closing. It was a lot. And then 3 times at the Improv. We did not hop in the meet and greet line. I think this is interesting because it's always awkward meeting someone that you know way too much about. Looking back, I wish I had, because I also own a 2014 Honda Odyssey. We loved your bit about males' issues with idioms. I, too, have never been able to nail those perfectly. I once said, there's more than one way to skin a chicken. Close. That's close. You just missed the animal. That's all. Do you know that phrase?
A cat.
Yeah.
But
chickens,
I do what I
like,
don't
I
do what I
know. Count your eggs before they hatch. Like, chicken, there's stuff.
Chicken before the egg. Yeah.
Chicken's in a few of them. So, and my grandmother would be dying in her grave. You know, rolling over in her grave. Yeah. We can't help it. As you said, we are hearing our words for the first time as well. That's a very fun new bit. Love the podcast and have been an avid listener since 2020. Thank you for continuing to being comedian is hilarious. What a funny mess. Oh, man. Clean comedian. Comedian is so funny. What a little mishap there that we can enjoy. Maybe next year we'll hop in the meet and greet line. Doubtful, but maybe. Hop in the line, Lauren. I'm very normal and kind to people. It always goes the same way. Did you guys have a good time? Yes, we had so much fun. And I go, thank you for coming out. And if a lot of time they'll volunteer information about this is our 3rd time seeing you, or this is the 1st time, or these are their friends, or we saw you with Taylor, or we got your book, or something like that. And I go, great. And if they don't tell me anything, I'm like, you guys live here in Dallas. Like, I appreciate you guys coming out. And then, you know, I'm glad you had a great time. You want to take a picture, anything like that. So that's it.
That's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils Patreons. That is our highest level of patrons, $25 a month and up. Thank you so much for, you know, just being a big part of this podcast and a big part of our lives. So starting off with
Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Avery Starr,
Bonnie Galliendo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie T,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code 2 Grow,
Courtney Ibling,
Damarius Diaz Stevens,
Damaris.
Damaris, I like saying it wrong. I did it on purpose.
Daniel Owens.
Damaris Diaz Stevens. I know I did it on purpose. I'm David and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly. I can say that one right.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Ribiera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Got it. Michelle Carlson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.